In today's episode, we're looking at the top 5 tech skills you should learn in 2024. So stay tuned and don't forget to click like, subscribe, and that notification bell. Welcome to Debt Free in IT. I'm your host, Mike. This podcast is for anyone who's looking to get into the IT industry, whether it's for a career change or you're just interested. I think you come to the right place. When I first started this podcast, my second episode was titled 5 Certifications You Should Start Considering If You're Interested in IT. So in that episode, I talked about 5 certifications I thought would help you get started in the IT industry. That video is over a year old now, and as we know, tech moves fast, and especially IT. And with IT being such a broad category, this year I thought instead of giving you 5 certifications, I got 5 skills that I think you should learn for 2024. So some of these skills will have some certifications to go along with them, and some of them won't have any certifications. But even though if it don't have a certification, I still think this skill is going to be valuable to learn and will make you more valuable to any employer. So one of the first skills I think you need to learn in 2024 is networking. Everything runs on the network. Without the network, you don't have nothing. So this is a skill that I think you'll benefit from learning and understanding how network operates. Even if you don't plan on being a network engineer, knowing how those networks operate makes it easier to learn any other technology, because most likely any other technology or any other component in IT is going to have a networking part to it. So just being able to understand basic understanding of networking components, the TCP/IP protocol stack, knowing how devices communicate on a network, it's only going to make it easier to learn any other technology. And then if you want to get deep into it and go down that network path where you're trying to be a network engineer, a network administrator, some certifications that'll help with that, of course, is going to be the Cisco CCNA certification. And then as you advance your career, you'll move on to the Cisco CCNP certification. Now, these Cisco certifications, they are vendor specific, but if anyone knows, once you learn that Cisco syntax, going to another networking application or another networking company or another networking brand, usually it's not that hard to learn because most of them kind of emulates that Cisco IOS. So you'll be able to feel your way around on a Dell switch or on any other switch that's a networking device. So just learning that Cisco component, I think, is real valuable, especially if you're going down a networking route. But just learning how those networks operate in general is a skill that I think you need to have in 2024. So the second skill I think you should learn in 2024, of course, is cybersecurity. So cybersecurity is pretty much the practice of protecting your computer systems, networks, data, devices, any of those things in your network infrastructure from any kind of cyber threats or cyber attacks, data breaches, malware, and any kind of unauthorized access. Cybersecurity is a large area within itself. So under cybersecurity, you have information security, network security, and then also you have cloud security. And there will always be a need for cybersecurity professionals as long as there's criminals trying to breach into your network. Long as you got somebody trying to break in, you're going to need somebody to help protect it. So that's why cybersecurity is one of the skills that I think will help you out in your IT journey, and is one of the skills that you need to learn for 2024. So the most in-demand cybersecurity certifications you have is going to be that Security Plus. So that Security Plus is one of the most known security certifications. Also, it's like an entry-level security certification, and it's one that's widely asked for by different employers. So this Security Plus certification, and then as you advance, you have the CISSP certification, the CISA, and also a hacking certification such as the Certified Ethical Hacker. So all of these are real popular cybersecurity certifications. Now, you do have some more certifications, but the ones I named are just the ones that have a lot of jobs available and a lot of jobs opening right now. So I think that cybersecurity, this is one skill set that you may want to consider for 2024. So the third skill that I think you need to learn in 2024 is cloud computing. So cloud computing is the delivery of computing services, including servers, storage, databases, networking software, analytics, and more over the internet cloud. Cloud computing, I think, is here to stay. I remember a couple of years ago when my organization first started implementing the cloud, you know, a lot of people thought it was a fad and that it's something that's going to be in for a couple of years, then after that it's going to fade off and go away. And boy, was they wrong. So pretty much right now, I'm willing to bet that almost every IT organization or every organization or every business is utilizing some form of the cloud. So some of them may have a hybrid model where they still have a lot of physical devices on their on premise or in their data center. And then also they utilize some devices up in the cloud, or they may have a couple servers up in the cloud, or they may even have some of their infrastructure up in the cloud. So I don't think that cloud is going nowhere. So cloud computing, some of the big names, some of the big players is going to be AWS. So they have a slew of certifications. Microsoft Azure, they have a lot of certifications. And then also you have CompTIA's Cloud Plus. So that Cloud Plus is very interesting because it's vendor neutral. So this is a way of learning the cloud and not being pigeonholed to AWS or not being pigeonholed to just Azure. That way you can learn the cloud, try to get in the door, and then figure out whatever cloud provider that your company is using, and then go down that path of learning that cloud provider. But I think cloud, like I said, is here to stay. I don't think it's going nowhere soon. So it's something that we're going to have to start to add to our tool belt as we start progressing through our career. Because if you don't learn the cloud, then pretty much if you don't you don't know it, you don't understand it, and almost every organization is using it, then it will make it a little bit harder to try to get on or try to get a job at one of these organizations. So I think learning some form of the cloud is going to be beneficial in 2024. Sorry to interrupt this video. According to my YouTube analytics, 84% of my viewers are not subscribed. If I have provided value to you in any one of my episodes and you're not subscribed, please consider doing so, as this does help out the channel. And if you're listening in your favorite podcasting app, please leave me a review and share this with a friend. So the fourth skill that I think you need to learn in 2024 is going to be programming. So programming is needed everywhere. So programming is what's used to develop software, web applications, and websites. It's also useful for any IT worker that wants to automate any kind of task they may have in their daily positions. Everything around us is pretty much built on programming. Your smartwatches, your phones, websites we use every day, all of that is built in some form of programming language. So even the skills I mentioned earlier has a programming component or a need to understand programming in it. So programming is in networking. Programming is in cybersecurity. Programming is also in cloud computing. So programming is used to make our jobs a little easier. There aren't many certifications for programming that's going to hold a lot of weight on your resume. I know Python has some certifications, but even though it has a certification, if you look at different job markets, even though they're asking for a Python developer, they're not particularly requiring that Python certification. And there's a good reason why, because if you're interviewing someone and they supposedly know this language, to verify that they know that language, all you need to do is ask them to write a script of code for you, or either you show them a script of code in that language and see if they can tell you what that code is going to do. So a lot of times that's what you're probably going to encounter on a lot of interviews that has to deal with coding or programming. So some of the most popular languages that's out or that's being asked for in the job market is going to be Python, C++, JavaScript, Ruby, and PowerShell. So all of those programming languages, like I said, each of them have their own use cases. Some are used more than others. It's said that Python is probably the easiest to learn, but that is yet to be seen by me because, like I said, I'm still trying to learn Python. But just knowing these programming languages and understanding how to write pieces of code, not saying you got to be able to go out and build your own software, but just knowing how to get single tasks done or how to automate some tasks that you may be doing during your day is going to make you real valuable to any job and also in the job market. So programming is a skill I think you need to check out for 2024. So the last skill I think you need to learn in 2024 is going to be AI/machine learning. So AI is a broad field of computer science that focuses on creating intelligent machines that can simulate human functions like learning, problem solving, perception, and also decision making. And then machine learning is pretty much a subcategory of AI that involves developing algorithms, also statistical models that can enable computers to learn and make predictions or decisions based on data without being explicitly programmed for that data. So by now, you probably heard of ChatGPT, Midjourney, or Microsoft's Copilot. So all of these is a form of AI that can be used for all kinds of tasks. So even if you don't go out and learn the ins and outs of AI, it's worth knowing how to utilize AI and be able to use it to make your job a little easier. So I don't think it's going nowhere. I think we're going to see a lot more different kinds of AI. We're going to see where AI gets better. So it's worth knowing how to use it, how to utilize it to make your task a little bit easier. There's no certifications tied to AI, but most people end up with a computer science degree. So if you particularly want to go down this AI path, signing up for a four-year degree with computer science or even a two-year degree for computer science can help get you started on the right path to be able to learn AI. So that brings me to the end of this episode. Hopefully you found some value in this episode. And if you're watching on YouTube, please like and subscribe. If you're on Instagram, TikTok, or Facebook, you can follow me at DebtFreeInIT. If you have any questions or comments, you can email me at DebtFreeInIT@gmail.com. Or you can check out the website, DebtFreeInITwithMike.com. Other than that, I'll see you next week. Peace.